الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومرشدنا ومهدينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم أمرين وفي رواية تركت فيكم شيئين وفي رواية تركت فيكم ثقلين كتاب الله وسنتي أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد محترم دوستو بزرگوں بھائیوں سب سے بڑی بات کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ہمارے دل میں یہ بات ڈالی کہ ہم جلدی جا کر اللہ اور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی باتیں سنیں یہ دل میں یہ بات آنا that's the greatest نعمت of اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہے دل میں اللہ اور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بات کا سننا یہ دل میں داعیہ شوق ایم کم فی نوحات ٹو لسن دا قرآن اینڈ دا حدیث گریٹسٹ نعمت آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی اسپیشلی آن فرائیڈے اٹس اے ویری ویری بلیسنگ ڈے مبارک ڈے بہت زیادہ اس کی برکت ہے Only Friday Allah said to the angels, stand by the door of the masjid and welcome for the musalli. Friday, the angels stand by the door of the masjid. Pure hafte ka ghumne wala, masjid mein na aane wala, wo bhi aa jayega. Welcome for them. Write their name. Authentic hadith. Write the names. Write the names. And Allah knows everyone. Still Allah telling them, write their names. Who came first? Who came second? Who came third? Authentic hadith. Open the Muslim Sharif. Every Friday. So the aim to listen the Quran, about Quran, about the Hadith, about the Sahaba, speech of the Sahaba, it comes in the heart. Subhanallah. Sabse bari ne'mat hai that Allah has put in your heart. That go and listen. Ye shauk hona chahiye. Ye shauk hona chahiye. We must turn to Allah and Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi rahimahumullah, he quoted in his kitab, mentioned Imam Malik rahimahumullah was a great scholar of the hadith. Great scholars of the Hadith, Imam Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whose aim to die in Medina, and he completed his life in Medina just to deliver in the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for many years. When he was dying, was the final stage. He was very, very ill. He was departing from this world. He was in the alam of the sakrat. The final. The ulama of the Medina. I'm going to talk in English a little bit today because of school holiday also. There are some youngsters, they were like, listen also. There were many complaints that Imam Sahib is not talking in English. But there is no aim to listen also. When you come in front of you, all see you, all talk. Otherwise, you bichare pehle yehi hote hain, wo kahe kya English mein Urdu nahi bolte. The youngsters have no aim, no shock. They must come and listen. You will talk both. If you want to talk in Arabic too, Hadith. And English and Urdu, you will understand. Hindi film, bahut jaldi samajh mein aa jata hai. If you don't know Urdu and Hindi, but you will understand the Hindi film nicely, everything perfectly from the beginning till end. You will ask them after that, you understand? Yes. Kaun hero tha usme? Usne kya kya dikhaya apne act? Everything. But when the Allah and Rasul topic comes, we don't understand Urdu. That excuse only in front of the people, not in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We play. We have no aim to listen the Quran and Hadith. Listen here what Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, what he says. He says when he was dying, was very, very sick,
departing from this world. Subhanallah, the ulama of the Medina and surrounding of the Medina ulama, when they heard that Imam Malik rahimahumullah is dying his final stage, everybody got together around the Imam Malik rahimahumullah. How many ulamas? How many scholars? 130. 130 ulamas, the scholars of the hadith, the scholars of the tafsir, the greatest ulama was sitting around the Imam Malik rahimahumullah. Suddenly, Imam Malik, he opened his eyes and he saw, subhanallah, lots of awliya sitting around me. He saw them. He opened his eyes. One of the great scholars asked him, Imam Malik rahimahumullah, what is the condition of your heart now? The final stage. He was delivering the hadith for so many years. Now the final stage. He's dying. Very, very hard time. They call time of Sakrat. The shaitan comes. The many other things come. The angel comes. And you remember everything. So one of the scholars asked him, Imam Malik, what is your condition? What's happening? He said, what is the greatest ni'mat Allah has given me? That my life, my whole life passed just to delivering the hadith, Quran and hadith of Rasulullah. The final stage, I'm dying. I'm seeing that the ulama of hadith are sitting around. अरे भाई मरते वक्त वलीउल्लाह पास में बैठे हो इससे बड़ी कोई नेमत है वलीउल्लाह सारे 130 वलीउल्लाह are sitting around him because so happy. Then he said, I never mentioned the hadith in Medina. Today my final time, let me tell you one hadith. And he quoted one hadith from Hazrat Rabi'a رضي الله تعالى عنه. The hadith he mentioned before his death. He didn't mention before that. He says, today I'm telling you one hadith. Then he mentioned one hadith. He said, Hazrat Rabi'a رضي الله تعالى عنه has taken the custom and the oath of Allah تبارك وتعالى. He said, when a person make a mistake in any masala, Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dalwi rahimahumullah is writing in his book this hadith about Imam Malik, that Hazrat Rabi'a had taken the oath of Allah, the qasam of Allah, and he says, if a person do not know one masala, for example, he gave example, person reading namaz, he don't know one sunnah, he missed one sunnah in his namaz, or one mustahab in his namaz, or he missed one wajib in his namaz, or he missed one faraz in his namaz, but he don't know what to do. That my namaz is accepted or not? Or I have to do sajda sahwa? Mujhe kya karna chahiye? Mujhe pata nahi hai namaz ka. Namaz par li. لیکن غلطی کا پتہ نہیں کہ میری نماز ہو گئی یا مجھے سجدہ سہو کرنا ہے یا مستحب یا سنت چھوٹ گئی تو نماز ہو گئی کیا ہوا مکروہ ہوئی یا نہیں ون مسئلہ ہی کمپلیٹڈ ہز نماز دین ہی وینٹ ٹو عالم ہی وینٹ ٹو عالم لیٹ می ٹیل یو سم تھنگ جسٹ ٹو لرن ون مسئلہ بائی سم گریٹ عالم بائی سم مفتی بائی سم عالم How much reward? What he said, Rabi'a, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had taken the qasam of Allah just to learn that masla or any masla, whatever you don't know, learning one masla, what is the reward? He says, if someone give me the wealth full of this world, full of this world, wealth, dunya mein kya nahi hai? Gold is there. Silver is there, dirham is there, dinar is there, everything of this world, he gives me and I spend in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I spend in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I won't get that much reward. What I will get the reward just to learn one masala. Ek masala. Some say deen sasta hai. Deen is easy. You call internet mufti.
Good.
Internet mufti.
We didn't sit by any alim. Nothing. It's internet.
Whatever the Google mufti, Google savior, we accept that.
We don't accept when the mufti, the greatest mufti, who?
Janabi Muhammadur Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't believe that.
But believe the mufti Google.
More than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sometimes you don't know his mawzu. Sometimes, what kind of hadith? We don't know. We have to sit back from Malik.
Then further, Imam Malik says, further, Hazrat Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has taken the qasam of Allah. Allah ki qasam khakar kaha. If you do not know one hadith, the riwayat the hadith, the ma'ani of the hadith, the meaning of the hadith, the transliteration of the hadith, or translation of the hadith, you don't know, and you go by some alim, and you learn, or you wake up in the morning, the whole night, or morning, or evening, you open the book, you can't find, then you go by some alim, you're making efforts upon efforts, just to learn one hadith. How much reward is that?
Do you think? Maybe 1 or 10 natives.
No. 100 maqbool hajj reward. 100 maqbool hajj reward. Deen is not easy. Sasta nahi hai. Iski badi qeemat hai. Badi qeemat hai. I was reading just yesterday one kitab. Fazail-e-Muhaddiseen. Maulana Naeem Sahib. Da'a Barakatum. He said in his kitab to mention the hadith by Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Barra ibn Azib was the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said if a person learned 2 hadith and he practiced on it, learn 2 hadith and practice on it, and or teach someone 2 hadith and that person practice on it, how much reward? 60 years worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. 60 years! 60 years! Subhanallah! Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, if a person learn one hadith or teach somebody one hadith and that hadith of sunnah and he practice on the sunnah, khane ki sunnat kiya, peene ki sunnat kiya hai, baithne ki sunnat. One hadith you taught somebody, oh, one hadith you taught somebody that he protected himself from bidat, Allah's qasam, jannat uske liye wajib hai. Jannat. Hamare samne duniya badi important hai. Badi important hai. Do char din ki baat ho rahi hai, rozana hota rehta hai. Isme kya hai? So 4 pounds zyada mil jayenge usme fayda hai na, we will earn more pounds. Subhanallah. Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned further. Listen. Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Malik said, he has taken qasam again. He has taken oath of Allah again. And what he said, if someone come to you, and he asked some mashwara, that I would like to do something, can you give me some mashwara, what I should do, do or not, something good. If you understand something, please teach me. Let to go ahead or not. Agar aapne usko sahi mashwara diya, aajkal to mashwara isliye dete hai ki zyada phase ye, zyada phase. Ye hamara natural ban gaya. Kisi musalman ki beti, uski izzat ka udana, bhajiya, ye sab hamara natural ban gaya hai. Kisi dukaan ka dhap ho jana, hamare liye khushi hai. La uzbillah, musalman ki khushi, مسلمان کی کامیابی ہماری کامیابی ہے. مسلمان کی کامیابی, مسلمان کی لڑکیوں کی, ان کی اولادوں کی کامیابی ہماری کامیابی ہے. یہ نبی علیہ السلام کا لیسن ہے, یہ تبلیغ ہے جو ہمیں سکھائی ہے. کس نے؟ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. فرمایا اگر کسی نے کسی کو صحیح مشورہ دیا, the correct mashwira, and he went through, he success, the
the person who had given the mashwira, the person who did mashwira,
how much reward he will get? 100 times
go in the path of Allah to fight.
So ghazwat ka sawab hai iska.
Ye kaun keh raha hai? Rabia radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He's taking the qasam of Allah and he's saying, in front of Imam Malik rahmatullah, he quoted the hadith on his final stage.
Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Zahirvi rahmatullah further mentioned that Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, who he was a great scholar of the hadith.
Ibn Mubarak rahimahumullah, he went to Syria. He was living in Marwa. Marwa is one place. He went from Marwa to Syria, learned hadith, to learn hadith. He went there. He asked somebody, can you borrow me a pen to write the hadith? To write the hadith. This topic came of Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz rahmatullah. Let me tell you something. He went there, Syria. He don't have pen. He asked somebody, can you borrow me a pen to write the hadith? Someone gave him. Someone lent him. Had a pen. He did write so many hadiths. Now he completed his hadith and went back to Marwa. Marwa, so many kilometers. So many kilometers. More than 300 kilometers. He came back. Now we realize, I forgot him to give his pen back. वो फाउंटेन पेन तो नहीं थी हमारी तरह आज की वो पार्कर पेन बड़ी एक्सपेंसिव किसकी थी लकड़ी की पेन थी किस कुछ मेर वुडन वुडन दोस्त टाइम यूज टू राइट विद वुडन पेन मे बी ही हैज 50 पेन नॉट इवन 50 पेन 20 पेन वेरी चीप है ना बात समझ में आ रही है वेरी वेरी चीप है ही लेफ्ट ही सेड टू स्टूडेंट जस्ट वेट आई एम गोइंग बैक टू सीरिया टू गिव दिस पेन Started traveling from Marw for 300 kilometers just to give that pen to that person. Shah Abdul Aziz rahimahullah farmate hain wo pen to itni kimti nahi thi fir itna lamba safar hadith ka sabak stop kar diya and he went there just to give that pen. Kyu? Shah Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh farmate hain mere nazdeek kisi ka ek paisa wapas karna 1,00,000 dirham Allah ke raaste mein kharch karne se better hai. Just to give one pence of someone is better than 100,000 rupees or dirhams or dinars than in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That will get more, you will gain more reward for that. ये तबलीग सिखाई है हमको किसने रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम उनका काल भी काल उनका हाल भी हाल था अगर आपको बात समझ में आ गई है वो बोलते तो वो करते तो भी करते वो बोलते तब भी अमल वो करते यानी कोई बात अमल ही सुनते तो भी करते दोनों उनका काल भी काल और उनका हाल भी हाल था ये जिंदगी थी ऐसा नहीं है Alim, Mufti, why I must listen somebody's talk or somebody's hadith? No. Amir al-Mu'mineen hai. Open the hadith. Open the kitab of Kanzul Ummal. You will find that Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the Amir al-Mu'mineen of the Medina. He called the Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Oh, Ubay, come here. Come here. Oh, he went there. One of the scholars said, he went by Ubay ibn Ka'b. Who? Amirul Mu'mineen. Can you give me example today that any greatest person go by some poor person and tell him, give me some advice. Amirul Mu'mineen is going to Ubay ibn Ka'b, who was a poor Sahabi. He went there and told him, you know so many hadiths. Give me some advice. Mujhe darao. Kaun keh rahe hai? Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala. Tell me something. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala ka dil bhi dil tha. Ye nahi dekha hai Amir al-Mu'minin hai. What I'm going to talk to him. What I'm going to tell him. What I'm going to advise him. Farmaya, Umar, did you recite the Quran? Do you know Quran?
said yes, but I want to listen from your mouth also. I want to listen. I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Abu Bakr Siddiq. I want to listen from you.
Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is telling who? Umar ibn al-Khattab, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and told him, Umar, listen. Do good deeds how much you can. How much you can on the day of Qiyamah. If you bring 70 Anbiya, equal of the 70 Anbiya alayhi salam's actions, deeds, still you're going to regret that my actions are very, very less. My good deeds are very, very less. How many? 70 Anbiya alayhi salam jitna amal lekar aayega, aadmi phir bhi regret hoga. Mera amal bahut kam hai. Kaha jitna ho sake kar le, kar le, kar le, qabla uske ke teri maut aa jaye. Teri maut aa jaye. Do how much you can. The righteous deed of good deeds. Follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then further Ubay said, Umar ibn al-Khattab, he put his head down and is crying. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he's crying when he heard this. Who Umar ibn al-Khattab? What Nabi alayhi salam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَقَانَ Umar. If Allah makes somebody Nabi after me, then he should make who? Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Jin ke baare mein kaha, آسمان کے ستاروں سے زیادہ نیکیہ عمر ابن الخطاب کی ہے. But he's crying in front of Ubay ibn Ka'b رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. And while he's Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's the king of the Medina. He's crying. Look at his heart. How much he got to fear of Allah? How much he got to fear of Allah? Taqwa. Taqwa. Very important taqwa. Very important fear of Allah. We do so many good deeds, but we don't have taqwa. Why you need taqwa? Taqwa, fear of Allah, you need to guide your good deeds. If you don't have, you do so many righteous deeds, so many good deeds, but you don't have taqwa to protect your good deeds. Allah qasam, because of the guna or because of the riyakari, and so all the good deeds will wipe out. You need the taqwa to guide your righteous deeds and good deeds. Around the good deeds, you need the taqwa, fear of Allah, to look after the, your good deeds. Then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah then accept your amal. If you got good deeds, so many, but you have no taqwa. And Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. The end only success for who? Who had the taqwa. Who had God fearing. Who had the fear of Allah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and he raised his head and he says, Ubay, say something else. Give me more advice. Tell me something more about Quran and Hadith. What Ubay said. Ubay radiallahu ta'ala says, I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah open the Jahannam, if Allah send the fire in east, if Allah send fire of Jahannam way in Maghrib, in how much? Equal of ox, the whole of ox nose. The hadith word. Ox dekha hai? Bell. Uska naak ka surah kitna hota hai? Chota. Itni aag, that much fire. If Allah descend in Maghrib, in east, what will happen? The person living in Mashriq, in Mashriq, because of the hot of the fire of Jahannam, the brain will boil of that person and flow up from his nose like water flowing. Ye to choti aag hai. Ox ke jo naak hai na, itni aag agar Maghrib mein utari, to Mashriq mein rehne wale ka dimaag khol karke, boil ho karke, uske naak se behk aaye. Umar, listen the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I heard that. And he started crying and he put his head down. Then again, he raised his head and he said, Ubay, tell me something else. Farmaya, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu ne, farmaya, on the day of Qiyamah, when the angel and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam when they will listen the noise of the Jahannam, they'll sit down. Like you sit down in sajda, in the at-tahiyyat position, they're going to sit down and they will say, Ya Rab, Nafsi, Nafsi, oh my Allah, what about myself? What about myself? They're not going to worry about their family. They're not going to worry about anybody else. They're going to worry about themselves and they're going to sit down when they will hear the noise of the fire of the hell. Then Ubay said, Oh Umar, you don't know what Allah said. يَوْمَ تَعْتِي كُلُّ نَفْسٍ تُجَادِلُ وَتُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ تُجَادِلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهَا وَتُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ Everybody will pay fully whatever they have done in this world. There'll be no oppression and zulam from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever you have done, you have to pay for it. That was the nasiyat of Ubay ibn Ka'ab to who? That's tabligh hai. Tabligh. Aaj to log tabligh karte hain, baith jate hain. Ye kafir. Ye kafir. Ye kafir. Ya to kafir kahega, ya to pet mein khane ki baat karega. Pet mein khane ki baatein karega. Jo khane ki baat karega. Ye khane ki baat to kar sakta hai, ye tabligh nahi karega. Baat samajh mein aa rahi hai? اور جو جس کو اپنی پیٹ کا فکر ہے پیٹ کی فکر ہے یہ عجیب گندا ہے اور اس کا عقیدہ بھی گندا ہے اور میں تو سمجھتا ہوں اس کا دل بھی اندھا ہے جو قرآن اور حدیث نہیں بولتا ہے صرف کافر صرف مشین چلاتا ہے فلا کافر فلا یہ فلا یہ فلا یہ اس سے کچھ نہیں ہوتا تبلیغ تو میرے آقا کی دیکھو تبلیغ تو میرے آقا کی دیکھو ممبر پر بیٹھے کیا فرما رہے ہیں کوہ صفا ممبر بنایا فرسٹ ممبر واز کوہ صفا دا ماؤنٹ آف صفا ہی سیٹ آن اٹ اینڈ ہی سیڈ ٹو دا مکہ پیپل ہی سیڈ حل وجدتمونی صادقا او کاذبا ڈیڈ یو فاؤنڈ می فروٹفل اور دا لائر بیکاز میرا رات دن تمہارے سامنے ہے میرا لیل و نہار تمہارے سامنے ہے میرا شہر و بازار تمہارے سامنے ہے میرا گفتار تمہارے سامنے ہے میرا کردار تمہارے سامنے ہے میرے حالات تمہارے سامنے ہے میرے جذبات تمہارے سامنے ہے میری پوری زندگی تمہارے سامنے ہے ڈیڈ یو فاؤنڈ می فٹبل اور دا لائر دیٹ واز دا تبلیغ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واٹ مکہ پیپل سیز واٹ مکہ پیپل وہ تو مشرکین سیز جربنا تمرارا انما وجدنا عنك الا صدق يا محمد وی ہم نے تم کو آزمایا many times we have taken your interview we have tested you many 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 times but we found you every time truthful ya muhammad that was the answer of makkah kabhi surat se tabligh kabhi sirat se tabligh sitting on the camel and holding the nakil, Abu Bakr Siddiq, nakil, wapadar, wapadar, tabedar, Abu Bakr Siddiq walking and is going to Medina Munawwara, Abdullah ibn Salam holding the papers, questions, he says, I want to debate with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm the alim of the Torah. I'm going to fight with him with questions. He's not going to reply me. When Nabi alayhi salam went to Medina, Abdullah ibn Salam holding the books, questions. When he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face, he dropped all the papers. There's no question, no debate. Wallahi, هذا الوجه ليس الوجه الكذاب. Allah ki qasam, ye jhoote aadmi ka chehra nahi ho sakta. Main musalman hoon. Main musalman. Ye musalman ki tabligh hai. Ye musalman ki tabligh hai. Haan, sahi baat keh raha hoon. Main milane aaya. Main milata hoon. Main milata hoon. Todta nahi hoon. I'm not breaking you. I'm joining you. میں الجھاتا نہیں ہوں میں سلجھاتا ہوں I'm explaining you what is the right what is the wrong where we are going what we are doing and who we following what is the right what is the wrong we don't know that we follow whoever tells us something we follow I told you just now Mufti Google internet Mufti we follow everything every elder religion na'udhu billah tabligh of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's walking with the Sahaba in the Madina Munawwara. He saw the one area of the Jewish people. They were living one area. He saw the one, the people are crowd and they're standing in somebody's house. Nabi Sassam asked the Sahaba, what is happening? What is going on here? What's happening? Why the people are crowding here? Why people are there together here in this house? Says one child is dying.
Yahudi bachche ka intikal hota hai.
Oh bhai, waqt mafat hai, waqt mamat hai. Aur Nabi farmata hai, main rahmate kainat hu. Aao chalo sahaba, iske ghar chalte hain.
The father was opening Torah and reading Torah in front of the child. Because the child was also Yahudi, was reading Torah.
Nabi alayhi salam asked that Yahudi, Hal wajadta sa'ati, hal wajadta sifati, wa na'ati, wa ismi, wa zikri fi Torah.
Did you find my condition, about my face, about my life, about my name, about my zikr? Did you found in Torah?
He said, no. It's not mentioned in my Torah. That child opened. Says, Mera Abba Jude bolta. My father is talking lies. Aha, Ummat-e-Muhammadiyah mein jhoot bolne wala munafiq hai, munafiq hai. Ye mere nabi ka farman hai. Ayatul munafiq salasatun. Munafiq ki teen nishani hai. Idha hadatha kadeba. Jab baat kare to jhoot bole. Sabse pehli nishani hai. Islam mein bhi ye baat Nabi alaihi salam ne farmayi, idha haddatha kadiba wa idha wa'ada akhlafa. Jab wada kare khilaf kare, wa idha tumina khana. Jab amanat di jaye khianat kare. Meri aankh amanat hai, mera kaan amanat hai, mera dimag amanat hai, meri body amanat hai. My full body is amanat, my children is amanat, my wife is amanat, my house is amanat. Everything of this world we are using in our life, everything the amanat of Allah tabarak wa taala. Idha tumina khana, if you break the amanat of Allah, then you're doing khiyanat. You're going to be questioned on the day of qiyamah.
Inshallah, time to ho gaya hai. Mujhe kuch tabligh ke upar aaj ka mauzu tha ki hame tabligh ka tareeqa hona chahiye. Hum musalman aisa nahi ek jamaat hi tabligh karti rahe. Sab cheez liye zaruri hai. It's important for each and every Muslim to deliver, to spread the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu. Whatever you know, ballighu anni walau aya. Spread my one hadith, even you know one hadith, tell somebody. Inshallah, you will get the reward. As I mentioned, how much reward to tell somebody one hadith. Allah Ta'ala, hum sab ka amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Wa tu da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.